Noodles with bolognese sauce. Words. Ask. Bolognese. Case, instance. Charitable. Children. Clot, wad. Colleague. Conclusion. Cream, creamy. Culinary. Dog. 800. Equal. Exam. Familiar. Find. Full. Funny, amusing. Hungry. Important. In a group of three. In return, back. Keep track. Need. Later. Leftovers. Mouth. Neither, nor. Noodles. Not bad. Peak. Poison. Pork. Proud. Remainder. Remarkable. Remember. Repeat, itself. Roast beef. Shock. Shriek. Smell. Soak, seep. Sound. Stand out. Studies. Support. Tagliatelle. Tease. Thick. Think. Try, attempt. Wife. Word. Noodles with bolognese sauce. 1. Dad comes into the kitchen and decides to tell a fun culinary story. My colleague told me a story about his son. Once his son came home from college with a friend. They were very hungry. The wife went to the store. And he decided to hold them up with something before dinner. Looking in the fridge, he found a container with slices of roast beef. They were very neatly cut, and he thought it was stewed beef for soup. My friend warmed up the meat. The kitchen had a remarkable smell. He decided to taste this and was proud of the dish he made. All three of them gladly ate the meat. Soon came the wife. She noticed the smell and asked what they ate. The boys told her how remarkable the meat that they ate was. She immediately asked where he got the meat. With full mouth, my friend explained that he took a container of meat in the refrigerator. She got frightened and cried out that they should not eat it. It was food for dogs from a charity dinner. In short, it were the leftovers. They looked at each other in shock and could not believe it. It was so delicious. Then the boys teased him that he was trying to poison them. And since they ate most of the meat, they decided to finish eating it anyway. Yes, this is a curious instance, Mom laughs. 2. Today in the kitchen you are helping me, Nicholas. Anne has an important exam tomorrow, she is preparing, offers Mom. I have another good recipe of Italian cuisine. It is noodles with bolognese sauce. I cook the sauce and you will cook the noodles. Should I cook the noodles at once? The son asks. And how do you cook this sauce? No, the noodles are cooked later. At first I will lightly fry finely chopped onion and one carrot in 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Then I add on the 250 grams of minced beef and pork. Be sure that there is not one lump of meat and knead it well. Add 30 grams of butter. Now I need 200 grams of broth. And when it is absorbed, the same thing is repeated with wine. You also need 200, 300 grams of wine. This can be a dry white or red wine. Broth and wine should be added individually, but not together. During the long stewing, the broth and wine stand out and you get a thick, creamy sauce full of flavor. Now I add a teaspoon of the mixture of herbs oregano, basil, parsley, 2 tablespoons of tomato paste and 800 grams of canned or fresh tomatoes. The sauce will stew for about 30 minutes on low heat with the lid ajar, says Mom. Oh, I don't remember at all. I cannot cook it myself. Now I will put on a pot of water. Soon you can cook noodles, concludes Nicholas. Yes, we will make 350 grams of tagliatelle noodles. And get a tasty dish, tagliatelle with bolognese sauce, Mom says. Sounds great, smiles Nicholas. Questions and answers. Why does Dad's acquaintance decide to cook something before dinner? Because the son and his friend are hungry. Why does his wife get scared? Because they have eaten the leftovers from a charity dinner. Why is Nicholas helping in the kitchen? Because Anne has an exam tomorrow, she is preparing. What are they going to cook? They are going to cook the noodles with bolognese sauce. How should you cook the meat? Care should be taken to avoid lumps. What kind of wine should be added? It may be white or red wine. When you can add wine. Wine may be added after the broth. Will Nicholas be able to cook the sauce himself? No, he cannot. Because he doesn't remember. When will Nicholas cook the noodles? When the sauce is ready.